In Israel, the government of incoming Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is considering new measures to control Palestinian violence and prevent bomb attacks like Sunday's suicide bombing that killed three Israelis. Since the outbreak of Israeli-Palestinian violence 5 months ago, Israel has continued to tighten the closure of the West Bank and Gaza. There are restrictions on movement within the territories, including barricades, checkpoints, and even a trench dug around one West Bank town. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
High in the landscaped farm hills of the West Bank, north of Ramallah, Najat Hali has just doubled back again. As his three small girls hang over the car seat, Hali explains he left his nearby village, Beit Rima, a couple hours earlier to get vegetables, clothes, and sweets, treats for the Eid al-Adha holiday. But now, at the Israeli checkpoint down the hill, the only road to his village, the soldiers won't let him back in. They wouldn't even let me speak with them, he says. They just began pointing their guns at the car. Hali is annoyed, but resigned to an inconvenience that's become part of daily life, and the checkpoint is only the beginning of the problem. On smaller roads with no soldiers, Israel's army has piled mounds of dirt or placed enormous concrete blocks. To get to work or school or visit relatives, Palestinians must walk or wend their way as if in a mouse maze. To reach places just a few miles away can take hours or prove impossible. Hali once was forced to spend the night in his car. Samir al-Abid has stopped to help Hali plot his search for a route home. This is a war of every type, he says, economic, political, psychological. Israel, he says, wants the Palestinians to be quiet and stop asking for their rights. But the good news is we're all helping each other cope. In his village of Atara, al-Abid says neighbors take dirt footpaths to reach markets, then use donkeys to ferry back essentials like flour and sugar. If one man is able to skirt barriers with his car, he buys food for everyone. But such desperate maneuvering has its dangers. Yehezkel Lane is with the Israeli human rights group B'Tselem. He's documented numerous cases in which Israeli soldiers harass those trying to circumvent the closure.
One of the most common measures is that the soldiers just broke the tires of the cars, or that they took the keys of the car, or that they impose like fines for traffic violations, very, very heavy fines.
Even with all this, Israeli security officials complain thousands of Palestinian workers sneak into Israel every day, even though their entry permits have been revoked. In the most blunt attempt yet to cage in Palestinians, Israel's army has just completed digging a trench around the city of Jericho, 6 feet deep, 11 miles long. Army spokesman Olivier Rafovich says it's a response to attacks on buses that pass nearby on the main route that serves Israeli settlements in the Jordan Valley.
And for us, it's totally impossible to have shooting, just from people shooting at buses and cars with civilian children, women, from Jericho. Or sometimes, with the possibility of a car bomb just getting out Jericho and just exploding itself against one of our vehicles or buses. It's totally impossible and totally unbearable. That's why we took this measure.
Palestinians say life is impossible and unbearable for them, and their hostility toward Israel is only increasing. But every week there seem to be new restrictions. As it's already done in Gaza, Israel's army has now barred Palestinian men from driving alone on some West Bank roads. They must have a woman along. Human rights groups denounce such measures as collective punishment. Army spokesman Rafovich counters Israelis, too, are collectively under threat. As long as roadside gunmen and suicide bombers are active, he says, every Palestinian man alone must be regarded as a potential human bomb. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Jerusalem.